Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey there everybody, welcome to PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast. Now, you're wondering to yourself, why is Paul doing the intro and not Kat? Well, first of all, I can't do it as good as Kat, so I apologize for the opening. But Kat is very, very busy with her business at the moment, so I am going to be tasked to do this week's episode. And this week's episode may be a very, very quick one, because I'm not doing an episode in the traditional sense where I've watched an episode and talking about it, because obviously that's Kat and my thing. I'm actually going to be doing, I'm going to go back in time.
Gotta get back in time.
Yes, I'm going to go all the way back in time to do a little bit of our mailbag that I haven't had a chance to get to yet.
You've got mail.
Ooh, girl. You got she-mail.
I got mail. Yay! I got mail. Yay!
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for mail call.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Hi, mailman. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Hey, the mail's here.
I don't think you need another sandwich, lard ass. Mail call's gonna be right back.
So let's go all the way back to episode number 17, the toast derivation. And I'd actually put on this question, have you ever sang karaoke? And I got some responses here. We've got one from Deanna. She said, and I quote, let's go, I have not. I don't know if I would, given the opportunity. I'm fairly shy about singing in front of people and wouldn't want to make a fool of myself. You know what? It doesn't matter, because if you're having fun and you're doing it right, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, Deanna. So if you ever get the chance to sing in front of people, don't even worry about it. I remember a story about Jim Morrison when he first joined the Doors, and his stage fright was absolutely terrible. So much so that he would actually sing with his back turned towards the audience. And it was only Ray Manzarek who actually said to Jim, look, you know, to really make this work, you've really got to go and face the crowd. So it was almost like, please face your demons and just turn around and look at them. And even people who are acting, a lot of the time they might even pick like the back part of an auditorium where they're literally talking to that part, and then bit by bit they start to, you know, have their eyes fall onto different people. So, you know, you can definitely go down that path of just, you know, doing something like that. But look, you know, if you are uncomfortable, then yeah, don't do it. But it is a lot of fun, Deanna, if you get a chance to go and sing karaoke. Now, Rob came back and said, I have, but I don't anymore. Not without some female bribery. Well, I understand that, Rob. But I tell you what, if you're actually singing, Rob, there's a lot of ladies out there that actually wouldn't mind watching a guy get up and sing. So, you know, there is that. But yes, there's a couple of responses we got from episode number 17, the toast derivation. As I said, this is going to be a fairly quick episode this week because I didn't get a chance to really watch anything with Kat. She's so busy with her job. She actually did say for me to say to you guys hello from her, and she will be back next week. And next week is going to be a big episode, so stay with us at the end, or stay with me, not us, stay with me at the end of this episode, because I've not only got a sound grab that I want to put up that goes for about 3 minutes, but I've talked to you a little bit about what's going on next week. So let's go all the way back to episode number 18, and this one is the oh my god, I see it, this is why I need Kat, the prestidigitation approximation, and I probably didn't say that right, so I'm sorry about that as well. Okay, and this one's, I put up, do you like spicy food? I've only just started to get into a lot of like the spicy sauces, so I'm really starting to make a headway into the spicy stuff. So I got four responses. Deanna responded this time, which is awesome. So I had put, as I said, do you like spicy food? And Deanna came back with, I'm kind of 50-50 on spicy food. Sometimes I like a bit of heat, but not always. I'm never a fan of melt-your-face spice, though. Yeah, I actually understand that, Deanna. I was actually watching a documentary the other day, about you know, these guys that go to do like the spicy food challenges, and there is this guy that is going around America trying to find the melt your face off hottest chili ever. I mean, we all know about the Carolina Reaper and stuff like that, and that's, you know, I think that's like 2.3 million Scoville units of heat. There's no way in hell. I mean, I'm only just getting into it right now. I'm only at 2,200 Scovilles, and that's right now for me, that's pretty good. So I'm getting into that, but yeah, melt your face off. No, I couldn't do that. So I'm definitely with you, Deanna, on that one. Rob came back and said, I like some spicy food, but I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I moved here 3 years ago, so I'm not a true Texan. It doesn't matter, Rob. As they say, when you get to Texas, you're a Texan. But, you know, yeah, I'm the same as you, Rob. I like some spicy food. There is, you know, like, you know, some curries and stuff that I do like with Indian food. But, you know, you can go the higher heat. But I'm definitely a jalapeno person. Love the jalapenos. But yeah, I'm just starting into the sriracha. That's always quite good. So I'm just getting into that, but I don't know whether I'm going to be really going the melt your face off stuff. I'd love to try the one chip challenge. If anyone's ever interested in, reading about that or finding what, you know, about that, just always Google one chip challenge and find out just how hot that chip is. It's one chip and people have absolutely been decimated from that challenge. So, you know, there is that, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to go that far into the heat scenario of eating. But yeah, you're a Texan, Rob. It doesn't matter. You're now from Texas. It's all good. But it's also awesome that you're from Long Island, New York. So that's awesome, mate. And of course, we've got Courtney. Courtney said, yes, on very rare occasions, but I'm the kind of person to usually order a korma or a taka, from an Indian takeaway. Plus, I'm vegetarian, so that makes it even more bland sounding. No, it's okay. There are a lot of great stuff that, so for instance, when I first met Kat, I was an absolute meatosaurus. I mean, I was right up there with the dinosaurs. And she made me this thing called a tofu stir fry. Now, I'd never ever heard of a tofu stir fry. I'd heard of tofu. I'm not that, you know, uneducated. So I did know about tofu, but I'd never ever heard of a tofu stir fry. And she was more vegetarian than what she was now a meatosaurus. So she said, you know, how about I cook for you and I'll make you this? So I'm like, okay. And remember, we met in America. I was living in Massachusetts at the time, and she was living in Massachusetts as well. So luckily we both met in the same state. But so I went over to her house one night and she cooked me this tofu stir fry, and I absolutely loved it. So much so that we do have it on a regular occasion here in our home. So I do enjoy the odd occasional vegetarian meal. I will definitely say, though, that I live by the meat and I'll die by the meat because I grew up in a household full of meatosauruses. So, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, no, Courtney, it doesn't make you sound bland at all. Some people just enjoy vegetarian meals and that's cool. No problems at all. And we've got the gentleman by the name of Elliot, and he came back with, heck yeah, spicy food for the win. Well done, mate. Yeah, I, as I said, I'm just branching into the spicy, so yeah, I'm actually going to be interested to find out just how far I'm going to go in this. So the next bit of mailbag that we've got is episode number 19, the Czarnecki incursion. We remember that episode where Sheldon got all his World of Warcraft stuff stolen from a hacker. So I put up the question, no question this week. Oh, damn it. I didn't. Shows you how much I've actually, you know, prepped for this episode. I put no question this week. Oh, okay. But Rob came back and said, I just wanted to say hello and loved hearing my name on your show. So there we go, Rob. You've heard it again for a third time, I think, in this mailbag scenario. But yeah, it's always great to hear people. And look, remember, if you want to just get in contact with us, you can get in contact directly at perpetualmotionsquad00, that is the number 00, @gmail.com. It is always open 24 hours a day. We never close. 365 days a year. That's including Christmas Day. But we are always there to, you know, have you guys, if you just want to reach out to us. We are not one of these, we're podcasters or whatever. We are not going to change the world. We are not superstars. We're not megastars. We might be, megastars in our own minds, but we are not anything like that. We are down-to-earth people that just love talking about everything Big Bang. And even if you just want to send us a quick hello, a quick recipe that you think that Kat might like, or a picture of your dog or your cat, or just to reach out to us and say, hi, how are you doing? We are here for everybody. So we are not the Don't Touch Us podcasters. I know there are people out there that do podcasting that, you know, you'll send an email to them, and I've done it as well, send an email to them. You've taken your time to email them, and suddenly, you know, you don't even hear anything back from them. But I always make a point of responding to anybody that emails us, and I always want to make sure that you know that we are available all the time for any questions that you've got, or just if you just want to say hello or any of the above that I've mentioned. So please, if you want to get in contact with us, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com. We are here all the time for you guys. So now we go to episode number 20, the herb garden germination. That was the one where Sheldon and Amy decided that they would actually make a bit of a white lie, but let's see if we can make some little thing that goes through the group and comes back to us. So now we're going to go and I put the episode question up. Have you ever engaged in gossip? And we got two responses, and this is good. Courtney responded, I only gossip with the very, very closest people in my life, which I enjoy. Of course, not making fun of people, but it's totally futile with anyone else, I think. Love a bit of harmless goss. Yeah, I actually do believe that as well. I don't gossip. I guess in a couple of times it's backfired on me. But, you know, not to the detriment of people. I haven't hurt people. But, you know, I've heard things that I've actually repeated and I found out that it's not right. So I don't tend to gossip. But I do hear, you know, people, you know, openly gossip to me at work. And it's like, yeah, okay, I listen. I don't engage in it because I don't want to go down that path, because there is inherent dangers of going down for gossip. But, you know, as you said, as Courtney said, you know, only with closest people in her life, you know, and that includes family as well. You can gossip about that, but, you know, things that you hear, you can talk to your family about. I do the same thing to Kat. I talk to her about stuff that's happened at work, but I don't, you know, go back to work and gossip. It's not interesting for me. And Rob came back and he says, I have engaged in gossip. I've also started rumors about people. Oh, Rob, do tell. I'd like to hear about that one. What have you been doing, Rob? What gossip have you been engaging in, or have you started? That's a very interesting one. I might just leave that one for Rob to just, you know, think to himself what he's done and not give it out to the rest of the PMS family. But that's very interesting, Rob. Well done. Okay, we're going to go to episode 21, the agreement dissection. And that was the one where Priya had made the challenge to Sheldon's roommate agreement. And I had put, what food do you enjoy eating? I think that's almost like covered in the last couple of questions I put down. But I've actually had four responses. Now, Stephanie has put down everything, especially porpoise. PAPUSAS. I've never heard of that. I don't even know what that is. I'll have to Google that next time, Stephanie, and find out what the hell that is. But that's, you know, everything. That's cool. I like a woman that likes everything. Don't tell Kat. Rob came back with pizza. I love pizza. Also for breakfast, I love bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. Oh my God. Rob for the win. I'm sorry. I absolutely love pizza, and I love a bacon and egg and cheese roll. Absolutely. But I also like pizza for breakfast if you've got pizza left over. It is very nice for breakfast. So Rob for the win. Well done. Yes, like that one. Now, Courtney. What is Courtney like? I love Chinese takeout. My God, Courtney, same sort of scenario. Kat and I like our Chinese takeout. I always get thin, soft veg noodles and salt and pepper chips. Amazing. There's not much for me since I'm vegetarian, but still so good. I love brownies too. Oh boy. Yep. Courtney, well done. Between Courtney and Rob, you guys are definitely up there. But, you know, Stephanie is coming in also because she loves everything. And Deanna came back with curry and rice. That is very nice as well, Deanna. I actually don't mind a bit of curry. I think curry done right. I mean, there are certainly ways that you can eat curry and go, oh boy, that was just not done. There was something wrong with it, or it was burnt or something. There was something wrong about it. And also rice. Yeah, you can screw up rice. There is ways that the rice can become like giant chunks of like I don't know, just mashed together rice. It's not, I mean, if you've got really nice fluffy rice with curry, oh my God. So yeah, Deanna, right there with you. But everyone who responded to that one, you've all got home runs as far as I'm concerned. Brilliant answers. Well done. Thank you, guys. Now, the very, very last one, last week's episode, which was the wildebeest implementation. And I'd put, what kind of coffee do you order at a cafe? Now, I know for me and everyone, I think I've told everybody that I love my lattes. I actually, when I first met my ex-wife, I was always having cappuccinos. And I remember her saying, we went to a cafe and she said, what about you try something different? I'll get you a hazelnut latte. And I'm like, okay, never had it before, but I'll have it. And I love hazelnut. And I had it and it was like, oh my God, it became the most favorite thing on the planet that I would drink. I've sort of like graduated away from hazelnut because having hazelnut latte with Kat is almost like a bit of my ex-wife coming in, and I don't want to have that in my life whatsoever. So I'm definitely a latte person. Not that I wouldn't have a hazelnut latte, but I tend to steer away from that if I can certainly help it. So Courtney came back and she said, I actually don't like tea or coffee. Courtney, oh my God. I actually don't like tea or coffee. Courtney, we need to talk. Courtney needs an intervention, everybody. At a cafe, I'll either ask for ice water or hot chocolate, especially in winter. I'll probably buy a brownie too. Yum. Yep. Okay, so Courtney has reiterated herself as awesome because, yes, hot chocolate on a winter's day. Now, as I said, I lived in New England, and when it was winter time, there was nothing better than going into Starbucks and getting a hot chocolate. So yeah, I am right there with you. And a brownie, a real brownie that is done correctly, is amazing with hot chocolate. And yeah, so I do like that. I can't believe, Courtney, you don't like tea or coffee. It's okay. We still love you here at the PMS family. It's all good. And Rob, oh seriously, Rob, I don't like coffee. I'm more of an energy drink guy. Rob, seriously. Okay, well, that's okay. But then again, coffee does have energy supplements in it. But yeah, I've done the scenario of the V, or I've done Red Bull and stuff like that. So yeah, I understand that there's people that like the energy drinks out there. I think I used to drink Jolt Cola. That was awesome. Oh my God. I remember there was one night, I used to play pool quite a lot and I went out with my friends. And we were just basically just Jolt Cola fanatics. And I ended up by having 6 Jolt Colas that night. So much so that when I got home, my hands were literally shaking because of caffeine overload. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I do like the energy drinks. I do try and stay away from a lot of energy drinks. Not that I'm adversely, you know, against them. But I don't know. I just tend to drink a lot more. I'm definitely a coffee drinker, I must admit. I never used to be this heavy into coffee, but I really am. So, you know, that's cool. But look, thank you everybody for responded to all the questions that we've got on the mailbag. And this is wonderful. This is the reason that I love you guys, and both Kat and I love the PMS family, is that you guys are so engaged in this show. And from two people that just literally just love the Big Bang Theory and decided, you know what, let's start a podcast. And the reason that we started this podcast was the fact that I'd listened to a podcasters, there was these two guys that were doing a podcast about the Big Bang Theory, and they did not like it. They tore it to shreds. Every chance they got, they would do nothing but just bag the show and say how bad it was, how bad the characters were, how bad the storyline was, this, that. I think I got like 6 or 7, you know, podcasts or episodes into the podcast of that where I just turned it off. And what I really wanted to do was just scream at them and say, well, if you don't like the show, don't watch it. It's clear. It's just like that. Don't watch the show because you are clearly not interested in the show whatsoever. You're not engaged in the characters. You do nothing but tear them down. So I'm a Big Bang fan and I want to hear about people that actually do enjoy the Big Bang Theory. So that's why when I got home one night, I actually said to Kat, how about we go and do a Big Bang podcast? We love the Big Bang Theory. We've watched it. I think this is like our 8th or 9th time watching through the Big Bang Theory. Let's do an episode. Let's do a podcast where we can actually sit and talk about it. I don't know. We might get a couple of people that might like the Big Bang Theory. They might like the podcast. They might come and listen to us. But, you know, it'll just be for us. And we were absolutely amazed at the response. Now, just so you know, just I'd say you've got an idea. This show has featured 12,100 times. It's been featured on the Spotify homepage 2,610 times. The Spotify search, now this is people that have just decided that they want to find out somewhere that they can listen to people talk about the Big Bang Theory. It has been featured on the Spotify search 8,384 times, and it has been put into a Spotify library 1,144 times, with a total, now this is a grand total, this show has been downloaded 4,541 times. So, look, that is, for two people that literally had no idea what they were going to do as far as a podcast goes, all they know is that they were just excited and interested in talking about the Big Bang Theory. That is an amazing response for people like you that take your time out of your busy day to sit and listen to us talk about the Big Bang Theory. And we really want to thank each and every one of you guys for engaging with us and that will continue to engage with us. And that leads me into next week's episode. Next week's episode is not going to be an episode where we've watched an episode of the Big Bang Theory and talk about it. Kat and I are going to be talking about, well, this is going to be a listener episode. Now, when I say a listener episode, someone has emailed us, and I'm not going to mention who it is just yet, though I will mention it when the time comes, but they have emailed us, and they have got some great, great points of the show, great ideas about the show, things that we didn't even know about. This person is, as far as I'm concerned, an absolute super fan of the Big Bang Theory. And she'll probably sit there and go, no, I'm not. I just, yeah. But no, the points that she's hit on are absolutely amazing. And there was something that I brought up in the last episode, the Wilder Beast implementation. And I'd said something along the lines of, you know, the fact that Bernadette, you know, has says that she's a good girl. She can't do this spying stuff. Well, this person emailed us and said, hang on a minute, do you remember this episode where she did this? And even Kat and I both looked at each other and went, oh my God, I didn't even remember that. So next week's episode is purely going to be Kat and I sitting and talking about the points that this listener has hit upon. So it is going to be a listener special episode. So listen, if you want to be involved in this sort of scenario, if you've got things that you want to talk about on the Big Bang Theory, and you don't want to, you know, I haven't asked the question, but you want to ask me directly, like this listener has, please email me, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com, and you will have your very own listener special episode, like is going to happen next week, is going to be our listener special episode, because this person has taken an amazing amount of time to sit and research and look through all this and send us the emails. I have responded to her email, but I have told her that we are going to be doing a special episode, not dedicated to her, but it just is around her. She's the one that actually has made this episode possible. So if you want to get involved in that sort of scenario, and if you want your very own episode, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com. Now, on saying that, as we're going to get to the very last part of this podcast, I can't believe it's actually gone this long because I seriously didn't think the mailbag was going to go this long. I had watched the pilot episode that was never, ever aired. Now, you can watch it. It is on YouTube. Just put in Big Bang Theory episode 0 and it'll come up with the pilot episode. And you get to see the whole episode. They've actually cut all the, obviously, the advertisements out and things like that. But you get a chance to see where it actually started, where this pilot didn't really hit it off. And it really didn't, because even Chuck Lorre said, we have made some catastrophic errors and we've got to go back to the drawing board and start again. Now, I'm going to be playing a part of the episode where we meet this girl, Katie. Now, thank God Katie was redone as Penny, because when they did it at the test audience, they actually asked people, what did they think of each character? They loved Leonard. They loved Sheldon. Raj and Howard were not there. There was another girl by the name of Gilda. They were trying to work out whether they really liked Gilda or not. They didn't really. There was people that were, it was like 50-50. Yes, we do. No, we don't. It just really didn't gel. But the one person that they said they hated beyond all measure was Katie. Katie, as they said, they need to get rid of the mean lady. And you can sort of, if you watch this episode, you'll actually understand why they got rid of Katie, because she was not a nice character. And she would not have played well off with Leonard. She would not be like Penny was. I mean, Penny drew a lot of Leonard out of him. And when I say that, you know, Leonard was very sheltered, very, very closed in, whereas Penny was able to really, you know, bring him out of himself, and even bringing Sheldon out of himself as well. But when they had tested with the test audience, they asked them about Katie. They said, no, Katie doesn't work. You need to get rid of Katie. So this little thing that I'm going to be putting, you know, into as the last part of this podcast, this is where we actually get to see Leonard and Sheldon, and they're walking along the street, and Katie is sitting on the curb, on the sidewalk, talking to, I guess, her mother. Oh, yeah, she would be her mother, though. Her mother, about coming to stay with her, because there's been a, obviously, Katie's had a breakup, looks like, you know, Penny has had a breakup with a relationship. And this is where Sheldon and Leonard introduce themselves and ask her to go to lunch with them. Now, we all understand that when Leonard and Sheldon first met Penny, they did invite her for Indian food in their apartment. Well, this one is they're inviting this girl, Katie, to a restaurant to have lunch. They've just come, Sheldon and Leonard have just come from doing a sperm donation at the Higher IQ Sperm Clinic. So we are seeing that transpire. So this is in this part of this last part of this podcast, I'm just going to be playing this. It goes for about 3 minutes and 3 seconds, but it is the second part of the Big Bang Theory pilot where we're actually getting to see Sheldon and Leonard meet Katie. So look, thank you very much once again for coming to visit us at Perpetual Motion Squad. I really appreciate you guys coming to visit us every single week and engaging so much in what you guys do with your emails and your responses on Spotify. Please keep it up, because we really love hearing from you guys. You are an integral member of the Perpetual Motion Squad family. So in saying that, stay tuned, because you'll get to hear that little bit of 3 minutes of the episode that was never aired on the Big Bang Theory pilot. So stick with us. But in the meantime, I will say I hope to see you all at the Cheesecake Factory. Bye for now.
No, Mom, our relationship is definitely over. I'm not going back.
She seems a little upset.
Yeah, try not to make eye contact.
Anyway, I was thinking maybe I could come and stay with you and Henry. Why would that be awkward? If I hadn't slept with him, you never would have met him.
Couldn't we do something?
Oh, no, no, I'm not aware of anything in the social code that requires we intervene.
What about the damsel in distress?
It's a 12th century code of chivalry. It's not exactly current. You'd also have to have been knighted for that to apply.
Are you listening to yourself, Sheldon? This is why I'm your only friend.
I wonder if you'd feel compelled to help her if she were unattractive.
I wonder if you'd feel compelled to help if she had a big hiney.
Once again, that attraction is purely biological.
Well, cloak it in science all you want. You're an ass man.
Stipulated. Now let's go eat.
Are you suggesting we just leave her here?
We're not leaving her here. She's here. We're leaving. There's no causal relationship.
But you hold on. Excuse me. Do you like Indian food?
What?
See, I find that when I'm undergoing severe emotional strain, that good food and conversation can often have a calm effect. And also, curry is a natural laxative, which helps flush toxins from the lower digestive tract. And well, I don't have to tell you that a clean colon is just... One less thing to worry about.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Leonard, I'm no expert, but in the context of a dinner invitation, it's probably best to skip the discussion of bowel movements.
You're asking me to dinner?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I'm concerned about you.
Actually, he's just acting on his evolutionary imperative to protect a fertile female in jeopardy. If he were a coyote, he would straddle you and yelp.
Oh, good. I was afraid it might be something creepy.
Come on, look at us. The only thing we're a threat to are the current faddish theories about quantum singularities.
That's too true. That's too true.
Okay. You guys can buy me dinner, but that's the end of it.
The end of what?
Wow. Let's go eat.
Great. I'm Leonard. This is Sheldon.
Of course you are. Katie. So you guys normally pick up crying women on the street?
No, this is a first.
We usually just masturbate till we have dinner money and then eat alone.
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, all started with the Big Bang.